Business on our agenda today. It is a Senate resolution on resolution of the Michael Broadcorp versus the State Senate, and maybe I'll have Mr. Bodern explain the contents of the resolution.
Mr. Chairman, the settlement agreement that was reached last Thursday required the Senate Rules Committee to adopt and approve the terms of that agreement, and this resolution would accomplish that. It's necessary only for the committee to adopt the resolution. What this allows, this authorizes the Secretary of the Senate to pay the amount of $30,000 less taxes to resolve the case, and makes it clear that payment cannot be made until an agreement signed by the plaintiff and the Senate majority and minority leaders has been received and signed that contains the following terms. First, the plaintiff must acknowledge, as stated in Clause 1, that having conducted discovery, the facts of the case will not support a sex discrimination claim or any of his other claims. Secondly, the plaintiff must agree to release all claims to date and to dismiss the current case with prejudice. As well, the Senate will withdraw its pending motion for sanctions and agrees not to seek recovery of attorney's fees incurred in the case. This settlement would preserve the protective order that has been entered in the case. It would remain in effect. And lastly, as provided in Clause 5, this provides the terms for payment and recites the fact that the Senate had offered this amount previously before the suit was commenced, and this represents the amount of money the plaintiff would have earned had he remained employed through the 2012 legislative session.
Just getting started.
Senator Hatt, you want to move it to get it on the table?
Yes. Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of the committee resolution.
Senator Hatt moves adoption of Senate Resolution Number 55. Discussion. Senator Cohen.
Mr. Chairman, I have several questions for Mr. Bodern. First of all, what about plaintiff's attorney's fees?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Cohen, that's the plaintiff's business. The settlement agreement does not make any provision for those fees. So how he compensates his attorneys is his matter.
Okay. And, Mr. Chairman, you talk about the settlement agreement. Where is the settlement agreement? It says the payment may not be made until receipt of an agreement signed by plaintiff containing the following terms. Will there be the language of a full and final settlement of any and all claims? What's the language of the settlement agreement or release?
So, Mr. Chairman and Senator Cohen, you're correct that there is a more thorough and complete document that will be prepared. The attorneys are drafting it. An oral agreement was entered on the record in court last Thursday, and the attorneys will memorialize that agreement.
Okay. Do we have a copy of?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Cohen, we have not obtained that yet. What's necessary for the Rules Committee to do is approve that agreement in its substance, and then you'll note that I think it's the second sentence in that prefatory paragraph requires that the majority and minority leaders review that document and sign it before it would take effect.
Okay, Mr. Chairman, Ms. Bonner, I recognize that this is an unusual kind of lawsuit where you have the Minnesota State Senate paying the settlement. But I know when I settle a lawsuit, I won't necessarily get paid by the defendant until, one, my client has signed a full and final release of any or all claims. Second, that if it's a matter in litigation, there's a stipulation of dismissal filed with the court. And so I want to make absolutely sure that before any check is paid out from the Minnesota Senate, that we have the signature on those documents before payment's made.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Cohen, so Clause 2 requires the plaintiff to release all claims to date, and I believe it was the understanding of the parties involved. That's the kind of release that you're referring to, any and all claims arising out of the facts that led to the litigation, and requires the plaintiff to dismiss the case with prejudice. I assume that what you see there refers to a stipulation of dismissal, and all of those requirements must be met before any payment can be made.
Okay, and what is, let me get back to the question of attorney's fees. What is the status of attorney's fees? Is there'll be no ability for the plaintiff to come back and request attorney's fees to be paid by the Senate.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Cohen, that is correct. Again, I'd refer you to Clause 2, any and all claims.
Okay. Do we want to add language in the release, any and all claims, including attorney's fees?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Cohen, I'm quite comfortable with the work the attorneys at the Larkin and Hoffman firm are doing.
Okay.
I'm fairly certain they will address that in the written agreement, and I have some concern. These are, more or less, with the exception of one or two words, the exact terms that were entered orally on the record in court.
Okay. Well, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Bottom, my concern is, I mean, obviously this matter has consumed a lot of effort and time on the part of the Senate. It's been a matter of front page visibility in the state of Minnesota, and I don't want any ability whatsoever for the plaintiff to come back against the Minnesota Senate. We've expended hundreds of thousands of dollars in attorney's fees. We're expending money for a settlement, money that's been difficult to come by in the Senate budget. And I want to make sure that, not that I have any questions about the ability of counsel for the Senate to draft this in a proper way, but I just want to make sure it's absolutely airtight and there is no ability in any way to have this revisited.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Cohen, I can assure you I will inform them of your wish directly and personally inspect the draft to ensure those terms are included.
Okay. And Mr. Chairman, just finally, so you are involved in the drafting of the documents. You'll be able to review the documents before they are sent to the plaintiff for signature and for filing with the court.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Cohen, and again, the majority and minority leader under the terms of this resolution will have to sign those documents, and I'm positive I'll have an opportunity to review them before they do that.
Well, since I don't have faith in the majority and the minority leaders, I do, but I want to make sure a lawyer takes a look at this as well.
See what happens, Senator Hand, when you elect tax and finance chairs? It would not happen in the House where they were appointed.
Well, and Senator Bach, I just want to assure my friend Senator Cohen that I am not an attorney, as you know. But I think you, if you hire an attorney, you should take their advice. And we have hired an attorney, in fact, and I think Mr. Bodern does represent the Senate. And I would not sign these documents and return them without, I assure you, without the opportunity for Mr. Bodern to have full opportunity to inspect them.
Yeah, and Mr. Chairman, it's not my intent to cast any aspersions on whether it be Senate counsel or the leaders of this body, but I just, given the volatility of this thing, I just wanted to ask the questions for my own self-assurance that we're doing this step by step. I know I've run into a couple of situations where people have come to me after the fact where somebody, you know, they signed a release and they've said, we made a mistake. Can you get us out of this? I'll take a look. I said, no, there's no way you can get out of this release.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Cohen, one other thing I just did want to, maybe minor, but we spent a fair amount of time in the conference we had on Thursday talking about language. And I would just like to point out for the record that this is not a settlement. We are offering him is severance pay, and that's what we're taking action on, is paying of severance pay. And I think there is a difference in how those things are treated and how those things are viewed. And I think it's important that we recognize that we had made an offer of severance pay 18 months ago that was not accepted, and we have, in fact, put that offer on the table again.
And Mr. Chairman, I understand the language. I understand why the language. But if I'm sitting there in district court, I'll want it in legal terms, not
absolutely
terms that will be of satisfaction to you and me as state senators, given what's at stake relative to any future precedent relative to the state Senate. And so I appreciate the work that you and Senator Bach have done relative to this, but the language has to be satisfactory to attorneys, not you understand that, obviously, and not just to us as legislators, although we have some important considerations in the matter.
Senator Marty.
Is a non-attorney making a comment here? I I step cautiously, but given something Senator Hand just said, I'm just questioning the title of the resolution relating to Senate payment of litigation expenses, because this doesn't seem to be payment of a settlement or litigation expenses. It's payment of, as it's been described, of a severance. I just wonder if the title refers accurately to what you're doing.
Mr. Chairman and Senator Marty, I think it's a general description of what's involved. I don't know that I drafted it, and I don't know if I intended to convey anything further than just a payment of costs necessary to resolve the litigation.
Senator Limmer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Senator Cohen, I want to thank you for your somewhat crisp analysis of the document. I missed some of those comments that you had brought up. The question I had for Mr. Bodern, do you know if the plaintiff, Mr. Broadcorp, has seen this particular document? Has he recognized this as something that somewhere down the path that he agrees to in how this whole situation is characterized?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Limmer, I can assure you, I don't know for a fact one way or another whether he's seen the text of this resolution. I can tell you that he agreed before a judge in open court to the terms that you see in clauses 1 through 5.
So, Mr. Bodern, that brings me up to another two questions. So Mr. Broadcorp has acknowledged that the facts of the case that he purported has no claim. Is that correct?
Mr. Chairman and Senator Limmer, that's correct.
Senator Limmer, basically the contents of this resolution was read into the court record by the judge, and Mr. Broadcorp was called to the witness stand, I believe, to ask whether he understood and agreed with what the judge had read, and he said yes, he did understand and he did agree verbally.
That the amount of expenditure that's represented here in line 16, $30,000, he recognizes as a settlement.
No,
I would assume that when he acknowledged it in before the court, he was acknowledging.
That he said he understood and supported the language read by the judge. Yeah. Is the contents of this resolution. Senator Newman.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. To Senator Cohen's comments specifically regarding payment of attorney's fees and costs and so forth, I think it's a good point, and I would ask in particular that Mr. Bodern be on the lookout for language in the actual settlement and release document. You are correct, Mr. Bodern, that paragraph 2 talks about a release of all claims, but I will tell you that pretty much standard boilerplate language in settlement agreements, that there is language in there that each party is responsible for payment of their own attorney's fees and costs and expenses of litigation to date. And I would be very surprised if we didn't find that language specifically in the document that we anticipate Senator Bach and Senator Hamm will be signing. I also wanted to indicate that given the fact of how this settlement agreement is phrased, namely that we're dealing with severance pay rather than, say, general damages, and given the fact that one of the things I think we're trying to do is address the possibility of setting a precedent in the future that is being avoided, I believe, here. And absolutely no question in my mind that by resolving this lawsuit at this point, it is a very fiscally responsible decision that Senator Bach and Senator Hand made. Because without question, we would have spent significantly more than that $30,000 in keeping on in defending the lawsuit. You've got to remember that when someone or a company or an entity is sued, you really don't have much choice but to defend, and you have to hire a lawyer. And so you kind of get stuck. And the Senate got stuck here in dealing with this individual. So even though it may be unpalatable to some people, it is just from a standpoint of doing our best to protect taxpayers' money, I think it is a very, very wise decision. I want to thank Senator Bach and Senator Hand for moving forward with this settlement.
Senator Cohen.
Hey, Mr. Chairman, I would agree with what Senator Newman has suggested. His question raises one other small question on my part. And actually, Mr. Bonner, maybe it was in response to Senator Limmer. But you talked about the appearance in front of the judge and what was put on the record. Now, what's normally not part of a settlement is you wouldn't order a transcript of what happens with something like that. I'd like to suggest that you as Senate counsel, not Larkin Daly, maybe go through them, but that you get a copy of the transcript. I assume you've got a file that will be a Senate file. Now, obviously, at some point in the future, if we needed, we could go to Larkin Daly to ask them to take a look at their old file on this case. But because of the unusual nature of this and the concern that everybody at this table shared relative to the precedent it may or may not have set, let me suggest you just get a copy of the transcript of what the plaintiff said at the time the settlement was presented to the court, so that we have that written document in our possession.
Mr. Chairman, Senator Cohen, I did do that last Friday.
Oh, okay. Thanks.
Any other discussion from members of the Rules Committee? Senator Senjum has joined us today. He's followed us through as a member of the Senate litigation team from the first meeting, I guess. Senator Senjum, anything to add?
No, Mr. Chair, I'm just happy that it's over. I think that it hasn't been said, I will say it. I think we had superb legal counsel through this all, and the Larkin Hoffman firm and Dale Nolan represented us very, very ably. It's an unfortunate incident, obviously, in the history of the Senate, but hopefully it is now over.
Any other discussion? Senator Hand renews his motion that Senate Resolution Number 55 be adopted. All in favor, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Contrary, no.
No.
The motion prevails.
I won't make it. B says no.
Where's one of them?
She's a referee today.
Yeah, I think so.
Well, I will see you
on
Wednesday. Committee's adjourned.
Okay.
So they're all covered under the